at the Iowa Soybean Association 50th anniversary event here in Des Moines. We're going to talk with Jeff Stroberg, who is the chairman, board of directors of REG, Renewable Energy Group. And Jeff, appreciate the opportunity to visit with you here. You're one of the sponsors of the event here. And first things first, I guess, the extension of the biodiesel tax credit last night, I guess it was kind of expected, but it's probably a relief for that to come.
Yeah, we're glad to see that get passed, and I think most of us expected it to happen. It's unfortunate that that we didn't get the 2015 announced, and of course, the sooner we can do that, the better it is for the marketplace, because uncertainty is not good for renewable fuels industry, and it's not good for the Iowa soybean producers either.
How significant is that to your business?
The significance is more to do with the certainty. Now, the blender's tax credit is a great way to encourage alternative fuels, and it's been one of the drivers that have helped us move renewable fuels into the energy complex. But the biggest concern that we have is the uncertainty. And if we can get more certainty around public policy, the better it's going to be for the consumer, the better it's going to be for the soybean producer, and the better it's going to be for all of us who manufacture renewable fuels.
Is the biodiesel industry going to continue to grow?
I think it will. I think it will. And we will see, I think we'll continue to see growth in all renewable fuels. And the downturn that we're seeing right now in crude oil prices, I think is probably temporary. You know, we all know that we need to increase the variety of energy that we're bringing into the energy complex, and biodiesel is a great way to have an advanced biofuel that not only helps Iowa farmers, which is what we're here celebrating right now as the Iowa soybean farmer, but it also helps the environment, and it also provides us another homegrown energy.
Also wanted to ask you about the renewable fuel standard then, and when you talk about uncertainty, there's quite a bit of it there too.
Yes, there is. We thought we would hear the new renewable fuels standard this year. We've just been told that we may not hear anything until May of this year. I was talking with one of the people here at the meeting who had just spoken with the folks at EPA, and that number may even be later than May. And that is not good for any of us, whether you're consuming the fuel, whether you're manufacturing the fuel, or whether you're an Iowa farmer that's growing the soybean oil that goes into the fuel. We need to have, again, more certainty around public policy. So the sooner we could get a number from the renewable fuel standard from EPA, the better.
Yeah, and again, as far as biodiesel is concerned, I know you folks had some real concerns with what they were doing there on the RFS.
Yes, yeah, we would like to see a continued growth in the number. The industry can easily produce, and we have 2 billion gallons a year. So we need to see a continued growth in that RFS too, and so we're all anxious to hear the number.